Scott with SJWellfire.com, Final Days Report, episode 425. We're calling this VCast, How Will AI Take Over the World? What is the AI global distribution plan? And how do tariffs, the crazy tariff rate from Trump that has nothing to do with reciprocal tariffs, they used a deficit, they used real dollars versus tariff rates, tariff percentages. It's all a scam. Trump's the New World Order banker boy, folks. The first story I want to cover talks about how MasterCard is launching an artificial intelligent purchasing assistant. Let's read from Fortune the headline. MasterCard exec says AI agents helping you make your next purchase could be key to solving online shopping's $750 million fraud problem. So they're positioning it as artificial intelligence helping prevent fraud. But when you read the article, it talks about putting your profile in this artificial intelligence MasterCard, right? Who's your master? Putting things that you like, your shoe size, your weight, will take pictures of you probably and show clothes that fit. And then what was interesting is it'll seek the internet for the best deals. Now, in a way, that sounds benign and good, but then it goes on to talk about how artificial intelligence will make the purchase for you. And it talks about encryption, that sort of thing, to prevent online shopper fraud. And my question is, how will this be used for the carbon tracker? How will this be used when the World Economic Forum business model basically says, own nothing and like it? It's a control grid. It's a snare. Sure, it'll add some benefits at the start, but where is this headed, my friends? Once the mark of the beast is fully implemented and you can't buy or sell without it, how will this be implemented? So I wanted to understand MasterCard's global reach, and they're in basically 120 countries today. So they're a global powerhouse. But let's read from the article. MasterCard is pioneering a shift in online shopping with its new agent pay system, which allows AI agents to shop and pay on behalf of users. The company believes consumers are moving away from traditional web browsing and instead relying on AI assistants to discover and purchase products. To ensure security, MasterCard has introduced agent tokens, which protect transactions by encrypting payment credentials. This move comes as online shopping fraud reached $750 million in 2024, highlighting the need for safer digital transactions. This reminds me of the digital pandemic that we've talked about, right? That would be worse than COVID-19. MasterCard is collaborating with Microsoft, IBM, Braintree, and Checkout.com to scale this technology, aiming to make AI-driven commerce more secure and seamless. I guess the good thing with a credit card is if you didn't make the purchase, you just challenge it. This seems to be solving a problem that isn't needed. I must admit, I do like the idea if you need something and AI can find the cheapest price, that's kind of cool, but whatever. Be very, very cautious of that technology, my friends. All right. The next article I want to cover, it's going to get weird with artificial intelligence. This is from the Daily Mail. From woof to word, scientists plan to use AI to translate animal noises into human language. So you can talk to your pets. The system would allow deeper emotional communication and understanding between animals and humans, improving the accuracy and efficiency of cross-species communication. This is from a patent. Insanity. It's going to get weird. It's going to get absolutely weird, my friends. All right. We've talked about and actually have done some Bible studies, and I'm not saying thus says the Lord, but I suspect or I hypothesize that potentially the 10 kings in the end of days could be tech companies. And it spawned on me when I heard Klaus Schwab basically talk about how global governance will be like Google 3.0. So a couple old VCast, Final Days Report, episode 150 and 65 are the 10 kingdoms of the end times tech companies. It's something we need to look out for. And what really spawned me as well is somebody sent me an article. Will Facebook join the UN? Will Amazon join the UN? Check out that VCast, because they're big brother on steroids, right? So if I'm right that the 10 kings of the end of days might be tech companies. The question is, how will AI be adopted globally? What's the strategy? So this next article blew me away. So Trump increased the tariff rates for many countries, but they weren't rate to rate. They were deficit, right? It was based on real dollar deficit versus actual tariff rates. It was a scam from the pit of hell. But so what's our government doing? Well, they're negotiating with other countries to accept Elon Musk's Starlink system. From the Washington Post, U.S. pushes nations facing tariffs to approve Musk's Starlink. Some countries have turned to the satellite internet firm in conjunction with trade talks, State Department staffers wrote. The U.S. has a strategic interest in countering Chinese internet providers, but Musk's role complicates the picture. So how do you get one or two artificial intelligence systems that rule the world, that are all-knowing, that tie up to you with bio-digital convergence, the Internet of Bodies, Internet of Things? You leverage tariffs. You negotiate your tariff rate down by the launch of Starlink. And Starlink, you won't be able to hide. This thing will be everywhere. Let's read a little bit more from the article. The rise of the beast system. This was a Telegram post I did. Raise tariffs, negotiate Starlink implementation country by country. From the article, a series of internal government messages obtained by the Post reveal how U.S. embassies and State Department have pushed nations to clear hurdles for U.S. satellite companies, often mentioning Starlink by name. The only consideration in the Trump administration's trade negotiations with other countries is what's best for the American people. What's best for the controllers of the world? It has nothing to do with Americans, which include American companies succeeding at home and abroad. So we have two proof points of artificial intelligence going global. MasterCard, they're in 120 countries. If people get hooked on that payment system, that will have global distribution. Then we talked about increase the tariffs, negotiate Starlink, this beast system, right? It's an internet service provider. The third article I have is from Fortune. Let's read. OpenAI Stargate plans to sell democratic AI to the world while enhancing its soft global power. Will it work? Question mark. The company is partnering with governments around the world to build localized AI data centers to provide customized versions of ChatGPT tailored to each country's language and culture. So that's the pitch. This seems to me like centralized artificial intelligence with a little customization. I used to be in international marketing. The brief I often would get is one global strategy, customize it on a localized level. That's what they're doing. Let's read a little bit more from the article. The initiative aligns with efforts by the Trump administration to win what it considers a fierce AI race at all costs to protect the U.S. economy. Does it really protect our economy? As well as prevail in the geopolitical AI chess game against China. China, China, China. We did the VCast and the testimony from Rick Wiles about how Greenspan at the time basically ran the Federal Reserve Bank of China. It's one big club. May there be infighting? Probably. To win means gaining soft power through AI, he added, pointing out that Chinese companies have previously used their technology to gain soft power overseas. Now, China does invest a lot in infrastructure. They really do. The article continues. Apparently, one of the key partners in the USA is AI diplomacy is OpenAI, which in the process of funding AI infrastructure overseas would also cement its own global soft power. Do you like those words? Global soft power? No, this is centralized government, friends. As it seeks to expand into a massive multinational corporation. Do you see it? So we have three stories. Let's summarize. MasterCard in 120 countries leveraging an artificial purchasing assistant. Some neat benefits. maybe to save you some money, but when will that be turned into a tracker, a carbon dioxide tracker, speech system? Then Trump bogusly raises tariffs. The excuse was bogus, right? It wasn't rate to rate. It was deficit to some sort of whacked out formula. And the American population took it hook, line, and sinker. And then he's negotiating to launch Starlink around the world. And now this is the third story of how OpenAI with Stargate, that infrastructure, what, $500 billion infrastructure that was launched and discussed the second day of Trump's administration that came in left field. This is our enslavement. They're talking about 50% of the jobs dissipating in 10 years. Quick aside, I had a conversation with a friend who has two kids that are doctors. And she went on to say she does not mind if truckers are driverless because of safety. We've talked about that scam, how they're trying to make driving scary. You think about all these incidents where the cars go crazy and into the public. Screams PSYOP to me. Death is real, but it screams intentional to make driving dangerous. So better for AI to drive. And it was funny. I said, well, you know what kills a lot of people are doctors prescribing drugs that don't mix. People die from big pharma all the time. Bad surgeries. And I'm like, your same logic that you're talking about driverless cars applies more to doctors. And I said, I told her, I think it's wicked. You know, it's wicked. I'd rather see a human than an artificial intelligence. I don't trust it for a second. But she kind of was silent after that little debate and exchange. Let's continue down the road. Just what I thought was interesting, what you need to know. Another article from Fortune magazine. A group of anonymous traders scored a $100 million payday by buying Mrs. Trump's meme coin just before it launched publicly. They're leveraging the office for gain. Trump is the New World Order banker boy bringing in this Mark of the Beast system and I think destroying America on purpose. All right, the next story I thought was just a little bit interesting. Televangelist Jim Baker says he needs $1 million or he'll be out on the street. We know cable is dying. Not many people still have cable TV. The numbers just keep dropping off. And I think that's where he mostly submits his platform. But if he doesn't get $1 million, he'll lose everything and be homeless. If everyone that watches this program will give $1,000, we'll be able to pay our bills and stay on the air, he said on his show Tuesday. Otherwise, we got about another maybe a month. One of the show's co-hosts indicated the financial problems began in 2020 when Baker was in trouble with a number of authorities for hawking a silver solution during the COVID-19 pandemic. Those are my words. In one case, he reached the settlement with the Missouri Attorney General that included restitution of $156,000. Now, I know he built a Christian community where you could buy a home, or that was his intent. And when I first became a Christian, I remember he actually had some good guests on that helped wake me up. I remember True News, Rick Wiles was on his show years ago, but I think they might have had a falling out, maybe on doctrine. I'm not sure, but I'm not saying Jim Baker is not redeemed, but it's just an interesting story. You always have to remember judgment starts in the house of the Lord. Let's continue down Noahide laws, right? Freemasonry is based on Kabbalah, the witchcraft that we've always talked about. And I just thought this was an interesting article because, in my opinion, Freemasons will be the ones that will execute Noahide laws around the world. You drive to any small town, you see the little Freemason logo. They're going to be the army to implement the beheading of Christians, atheists, homosexuals. From Freemasonry.network, France President Macron calls Freemasons to defend secularism in historic speech. Right. And if you follow the French Revolution, the Jacobins. I mean, they have a history, my friends. They have a history. And again, it's my opinion that I think Freemasons will enforce Noahide laws. So where does this leave us? I like to tie this to scripture. This VCast reminds me of two things. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. This know also that the last days perilous times shall come. Luke 21, verse 36. Watch ye therefore and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Make sure you have a blessed day. Quick question. If any of you have seen anything on the new Pope, I'm doing research on this guy, and I'm finding some very, very interesting information and associations that he has. But if you see a couple of articles, send them my way at scott@sjwellfire.com. That's the best way to send me any news tips. And remember, bless a Christian and you'll be blessed. Bless a Christian and you'll be blessed. And that can mean praying for somebody. God bless.